Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
It's a snowy day in Albuquerque. Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. Hope everybody's staying warm, staying safe. We are joined on the program today by phone, so we could do both those things, be warm and be safe. Britton Pruitt and Walter Lane, thank you for joining us, gentlemen, on ABQ Connect.
Thank you for having us.
It's good to be with you.
I want to let everybody know that Walter is the preaching minister for Netherwood Church of Christ, and Britton is the director of development for Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Netherwood Church of Christ does a lot to support the ministry at ACCH. But Walter, before we start, I want to let you know that I'm interested in obtaining a position over there at Netherwood as the basketball and pancake minister. You have any openings?
No, I've filled both of those roles, and I don't plan on retiring anytime soon.
You are a kick, my friend. Hey, I have to say something funny to you, Walter. You and I have known each other for a pretty long time, my friend. And I mentioned your name to somebody the other day, and the person that I mentioned it to kind of thought that I was being a little irrelevant, not speaking to you or referring to you as the preaching minister for Netherwood Church of Christ. And I did not, of course, mean any disrespect, but I did tell this person, and I'm not going to name him, that Walter Lane is a lot of fun. So I hope you didn't mind me doing that.
No, I'm good with that.
Hey, Britt, let's start with you. I want you to tell us how Netherwood Church of Christ and Minister Walter Lane support ACCH. Did I lose you, Britton?
Well, sorry about that. So Netherwood Park Church of Christ is one of our biggest supporters, and they have been for many years at ACCH. And we just appreciate everything that they do. And they.
We're having trouble with the connection with Britton Pruitt. Britton, I don't know if you can hear us, but you've kind of cut off a little bit. Walter, are you still with me there? Looks like we've lost both of our guests there. And everything's saying they're connected, but Steve, do we need to get them to call back in? Tell me what. Okay, we're going to go to a break right now. We are talking with Britton Pruitt and Walter Lane, the preaching minister for Netherwood Park Church of Christ. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard to their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to a family member or the state. Our goal is always to show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the staff. For more information, go to our website, acch4kids.org, or call 898-5520.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten Son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel, and never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
The pleasures of live radio on the phone. Sorry about those technical difficulties. We do have Britton Pruitt. He's the director of development for Albuquerque Christian Children's Home with us. And I understand that Walter Lane has rejoined us. Walter, again, is the preaching minister for Netherwood Park Church of Christ. Gentlemen, again, sorry for the technical difficulties. You're good sports. Britton, you started to tell us how Walter Lane and his church support ACCH.
Well, Netherwood Park Church of Christ has been our one of our biggest supporters for many years. And it shows through their contributions, but they also do a lot of volunteering, and they do a lot of things for the children's home that's above and beyond the monetary gifts that they give us. Walter is one. He volunteers his time and his effort at almost every event that we have throughout the year, and he also does give. So it's a good time. It's a good ministry, and Netherwood Park has always been there for us.
And Walter, I was teasing you earlier about pancakes, but when I got reacquainted with you here about 2 years ago, it was at ACCH, and you were in fact flipping pancakes when I saw you.
Yes, I was. Well, I flipped about 20 for me and about 2,000 for everybody else, I think. So.
I love it. Hey, tell us a little bit about Netherwood Park Church of Christ and your congregation.
Yeah, so we're, I would say, a medium-sized congregation by Albuquerque standards. Probably 350 to 400 people attend on Sundays during normal times. We've been in the same location at San Mateo and Indian School for over 60 years now. I would say we're probably known for having kind of a family atmosphere, an intimate group of people of all different ages. And we also kind of pride ourselves in doing a lot of community outreach with a homeschool community as well as other community groups are in our building all the time. And we're really happy to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's neat that you use that building all the time. I want to let everybody know that you can go to netherwoodpark.com. And find out, Walter's got all of his sermons and things really available to people there. And Walter, if they're interested in their church, can they call as well?
Yes, they can. Yeah. They can call, you'll find the numbers on there, or you can also find, you know, email addresses and things like that just to reach out to us.
Yeah. The email that I found was office@netherwoodpark.com. Walter, why do you guys support and why have you supported ACCH for all these years?
Yeah, there's probably a lot of different reasons. One is we've kind of been there from the beginning. So, you know, they've been around for 50 years. We've been around for a little over 60. So we were there at the very start when the church community in Albuquerque was much smaller than it is now. And so we've seen it grow from, you know, not much over on the west side to what it is now. And so, you know, we just feel very much like that's kind of part of who we are. It's part of our DNA to be a part of them. And then beyond that is just that we feel very strongly in their mission, that they provide a service in Albuquerque in our backyard, that they need our full support in order to do that. It's really easy for us to be, you know, kind of Christians on Sunday morning and talk the good talk, but often we don't fight the good fight. And our tendency a lot of times is to, you know, be really concerned about things that are going on in other parts of the world when there are, you know, very strong and important needs right in our backyard. And so we're glad to support them in their mission.
Britton, I know on your website at ACCH, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, that's ACCH, the number 4kids.org, you're calling this the Month of Love. How can people find out about your ministry on the website?
Well, there's several things that they can go and click on the website and be able to donate. There's a donate button on there, and then you go down and you can, a little form comes up and you can fill it out and donate to what you want. But it's also, they can also, if they want to find out something specifically for me, they can always contact me. It's the letter B, my last name, Pruitt, P-R-U-I-T-T, at ACCH, the number 4kids.org. And they can ask me any questions and anything that they want to know about it. But, yes, this is the month of love. We just want everybody to know that kids need they need love. They need the kindness that a lot of our donors, I mean, every one of our donors provides. These kids need warm and safe places to live, and so there's just everything that you can think of that a family needs, these kids need.
Well, and a lot of our listeners have heard you, Britton, talking with us on this radio program about what you do, but it is quite expensive to take care of 17 or 18 children, and you have a nice facility. The children have a real nice room. Sometimes they share a little bit, but they have all the comforts of home, the comforts that most of us that have grown up with great parents have. And what's unusual about the story of most of these kids is they come from abusive situations. They come from neglect. They come from situations where they don't actually believe normal is the same thing we believe it is. So it's really life-changing, right, isn't it, when they come to your facility?
It is, and a lot of the times it's something that is completely foreign to anything that they've ever experienced. And so what we do here is when, as soon as they get here, we show them God's love. We give them a family environment where everybody eats together. We all play together. The kids do things together. They go to school as normal kids do at public schools. And so we show them in what we believe is a normal family environment that's God-centered.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're all hoping, obviously, as we move through the pandemic, as we continue to move through it, and we're looking at vaccinations and all these things, hoping those effects. It looks like our state is improving in terms of number of cases, and the governor's opening up more and more. So we're hoping as we get to the summer, we might get back to those Albuquerque Christian Children's Homes barbecues, because I know Walter Lane likes to go over there in between preaching and grab a little barbecue, right, Walter?
Any chance I have, for sure.
Walter, encourage the leadership of other churches listening to our program. I mean, you might have elders of churches, you might have the women's group leaders, you might have even pastors and ministers like yourself listening. You don't really have to motivate your congregation, it sounds like, because you've been involved with ACCH since its inception. But speak to these groups and encourage them, if you would, to consider supporting Albuquerque Christian Children's Home.
Yeah, and I guess what I would say is that this is a big ministry. When you hear the number of kids, it may not sound that big to begin with, but as you guys were just mentioning, there's so much to it, and it's so costly. And the Children's Home doesn't accept any, you know, government funding from the state or from the feds, either one. And I support that. I think they're wise in doing that. And it's a bigger mission than what the Churches of Christ alone can do by themselves. It's the entire Christian community in Albuquerque that's needed in order to help support this mission in the way that it should be supported. And that's not just monetarily, but that's also, you know, with volunteers and with support and with prayer and all those kind of things. And, it's in our backyard. These are our kids. To show them the love and support that they need, it's going to take all of us to do that.
Yeah. And in addition to the beautiful facility and the house parents and the people that really support the kids, these children are treated really just like most of us would have been treated as we grew up. They have house parents that'll, you know, go to parent-teacher meetings, and they have to do their homework. And I know you've had to set up a special thing, Britton, for the kids as they've had remote learning. You've had to set up an area on campus where kids can do that. Tell us about kind of daily life at the facility.
Well, right now, we're still at the point where, you know, the gates are closed, and we're kind of letting the house parents know as much as possible that the kids need to stay on campus, and they do leave when they can, but for the most part, we'd like for them to stay on campus. And the kids we turned our Votech building into a classroom where the teachers can we've hired educational assistants to be able to help the kids so they can learn and have a sense of normalcy when they're going to school right now. So we've given done everything we can to try to make it a normal transition for them, because obviously we couldn't have school, but we have to have something for them. And because everybody is like a social being, but kids more so, and they need that social interaction so they can grow and thrive.
Yes. What are some immediate needs right now, Britton, that you have for, you know, individual kids? I mean, clothing, gift cards, things with the facility. what are the immediate needs that you have today?
So the immediate needs, we, as always, you know, one of the biggest ways that people can donate is to our general fund. Because that way we can use the money where we need it here instead of giving us restricted funds. We accept those too. It's just, it helps us out to have stuff in our general fund so we can, do what we need to do. But right now, gift cards are also welcome. Gift cards are a big thing because whenever the kids go back to school or we get new kids on campus, we take them out and get them some clothes. And that's one of the big things. We get them some new clothes, we get them some new shoes, and sometimes they've never had that, believe it or not. I know that's hard to imagine for us, but that, it happens. And so we need everything that we can get. And, you know, once stuff starts opening back up, you know, we'll start accepting volunteers back in. But right now, general fund and gift cards is one of our biggest needs.
Yeah. Walter, you've already mentioned that you've done some in-person volunteering. In fact, Britton said that as well. How has that changed you? I mean, have you been really encouraged as you've been around the kids at ACCH?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm not much different than most people. It's easy for me to get kind of self-centered and self-focused, or just my church-centered or church-focused. And so when you go out to the children's home and you're around those kids and you're around the house parents and you're around the staff, it can't help but be encouraging to you because you're seeing in real time, in real lives, what God is doing in the lives of those people and the passion that the house parents have and the rest of the staff have for those kids. You just leave there, changed. You live there, much more inclined to go back and focus less on yourself and focus more on other people.
Yeah. Britton, in the past, we've talked about kids that have been with you a long time, and you really provide a long-term foster care kind of situation. But there are kids that actually get ready to go to college, and you're even helping kids with that. How does that work?
Well, when kids age out with us, so they turn into adults here and – you know, legally speaking, they turn into adults here and they want to go to college. We do what we can. I mean, we can't promise that we're going to pay for everything, but we do what we can to help them out. And we have a former resident here at ACCH that's going to OCU right now, and we've tried to help her out as much as possible and paying tuition and other stuff that we can from time to time. And so if we can help them, we will. But that all depends on how much money we have to do that. And so the more we get in our general fund, the more we get be able to use stuff like that for, then we'll be able to help more and more kids.
Yeah. I want to mention, too, that in addition to making donations, financial donations, that you love to have general contractors, plumbers, electricians, HVAC people that can come over and help you with, you know, heating, air conditioning kinds of issues. I happen to know that there's kind of a concern, maybe not immediately, but there's a concern about the water supply line coming into the property. And, I mean, there's just a lot that people could come over and get involved in, even if they wanted to just take the part of a bigger project. And to do that, they need to get in touch with you, Britton. Would you give your email address one more time?
It's the letter B, my last name Pruitt, B P R U I T T at ACCH, the number 4kids.org.
And we're going to take another break right now, and then we'll have about a 6-8 minute segment. And I'm going to probably ask Walter to give us a little Bible teaching on the principles of giving when we come back. So stay with us, Britton Pruitt and Minister Walter Lane on the phone with us today. We'll be right back.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com. or 505-884-8584.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible, verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, I want to personally invite you to Power Ford. We pride ourselves on giving you a better deal and a better experience. In fact, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. And that's a promise. If you want to pay more, that's your business. If you want to pay less, that's ours. Visit mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque. I'm Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly Slade and Dave Slade of Dave Slade & Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming here on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly and Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade & Associates Realtors, doing business by the book, 342-8100, or reach Holly or Dave at abqhomeseeker.com. I am on the phone this afternoon with Britton Pruitt. He's the Director of Development for Albuquerque Christian Children's Home and Preaching Minister for Netherwood Park Church of Christ, Walter Lane. Gentlemen, you're very gracious to be on the phone with us today. And Walter, I know it's hard for me to say to a preacher, I got 5 minutes for you to teach us something. You'd need probably an hour, right?
Yeah, you know, I could probably do it in 55 minutes.
I love you, my friend. Hey, tell us about why is Netherwood Park Church of Christ such a generous community, and share with us some of the biblical principles that you pass on to your congregants.
Yes, I do agree that we're a generous community, but I also have to say it's a struggle. It's a constant struggle, and I think that part of that is that we live in a society where we kind of take for granted a lot of the blessings that we have. And so I think that one of the things that we have to do is continually remind ourselves and, you know, remind our congregation is to really look outside ourselves, compare ourselves to people who are much less fortunate than us, and realize how greatly we've been blessed by God. And that's what we have from God. Those are gifts that have been given to us. We are His stewards. And He calls on us to be good stewards. And part of stewardship is looking out for those who are less fortunate, and especially those who are most vulnerable among us. So one of the things that we try to do is we just try to continue to kind of count our blessings, like the old song says, remind ourselves that God has truly richly blessed us in many ways. And what we have is not something that we deserved. It's not something that we can take with us. And so then we are called to take care of other people. And having some place like the children's home right here in our backyard, where we have that reminder of, you know, like pure and faultless religion and opportunity to take care of the orphans who are among us, is really important for us to be able to connect those dots. It's really easy to write checks, but a lot of times that doesn't feel like we're all that generous in doing that, because that's easy for most of us. What what really is more impactful is when our people actually put themselves in the position and they're actually serving, and they're being generous with their time, and they're being generous with their energy, and they're being generous with their love, not just with their money. So having these practical things where we're actually serving people is really important to our community.
Amen. Hey, I appreciate that word so much, Walter. Thank you for sharing it. I want to let everybody know, too, that Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, again, is largely supported by the Church of Christ. Walter's already appealed to a lot of the other churches around town. Love to have you get involved. I know a number of churches have done so even through this program. God has really blessed the ministry, even though COVID kind of shut down all the main in-person events that you've had, Britton. So you're really thankful for that deployment of technology, aren't you?
Absolutely. We've done okay with the technology, and there again, Walter helped us with that on our holiday affair that we had this past November. So he helped again with that. We're doing fairly well with that, but we also would like to get back to in-person things, because that's where it really the enjoyment comes from, being able to help the kids.
You bet. Well, thank you both so much, and we'll be praying for Albuquerque Christian Children's Home and that ministry, and want to give everybody the netherwoodpark.com address for the Netherwood Park Church of Christ. Walter Lane is the preaching ministry for that church, and Walter, you guys are located Indian School and San Mateo?
That's correct, just off the interstate.
Just off the interstate. And, of course, Britton Pruitt's been a frequent contributor to our program. And, Walter, we're going to drag you back on this show again before too long. So thank you both for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.